Danielle's AG, white. Elmshaven, St. Helena, California, October 28, 1901. Dear Brother Danielle's and W.C. White, I have received a copy of a letter written by Elder Haskell to Elder Danielle's, telling about the work in New York. I am desirous that you shall both visit New York City and investigate the matter of buying the hall about which Brother Haskell speaks. It may be that the Lord has set his hand to this work, and we must follow where he leads. Before I attended the General Conference, I was given important instruction regarding the labors of Elder Frankie and his qualifications for the work. He has talents which enable him to impress minds. In this, he resembles Daniel's, only his influence over people is much greater. But after he has influenced people, he fails to lead them aright. This is where he fails. Unless he changes, he could not raise up a church that would properly represent the work to be done in these last days. I am afraid of such men. With regard to Elder Haskell's letter, I would say, go to New York City. Look the ground over carefully and see whether it is advisable to purchase the hall and the land on which it stands. Perhaps the land could be leased for a term of years. I have been instructed that some such methods will have to be followed in the work in the large cities. If, after careful consideration, you decide that it is best to purchase the hall, we shall do all in our power to raise the money. But it is best to move understandingly. Pray, 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 for if possible, Satan will close the doors which have opened for the entrance of truth. The Lord desires a center for the truth to be established in the great, wicked city of New York. It would have been according to his order if some of the workers who lately went to Australia had remained in America to take up the work in the large cities here. In these neglected cities, right beside our door, there are many precious souls who need the truth. I ask you to investigate the work in New York and lay plans for establishing a memorial for God in this city. It is to be a center for missionary effort, and in it a sanitarium is to be established. The work in the cities of the South is to be advanced, but the work in the city of New York is now the important interest. To the successful carrying forward of this work, we must bend our efforts. It may be possible that the best thing to do is to purchase both land and hall. But if this cannot be done, do the next best thing. Go to New York and look over the work. In this neglected city, steeped in sin and crime, there are many who will listen to the last message of mercy. Said Christ, I am not come to call the righteous, but sinners to repentance. Matthew 9, verse 13. I would visit New York at this time if I knew that it was duty. But I look at my writing and ask myself, what is the best thing to do? I desire, if possible, to have the book on education ready for publication by New Year. If you decide that the hall Brother Haskell has found is a favorable place for a center, we shall do our utmost to advance the matter. Please comply with Elder Haskell's request. When the severe cold of winter comes, it may be best for him to labor in a warmer climate. Send Elder Warren to his help now, for a determined effort must be made to unify our churches in New York and the surrounding cities. This can be done, and it must be done, if aggressive warfare in New York is successfully carried forward. I have written to Sister Gilson of Reno asking her to loan me $1,000. If she loans me this money, I shall send it to Brother Haskell in return for the money he let me have from time to time to help the work in Australia. With regard to the work at the retreat, I can assure you that Dr. Sanderson separated from the institution none too soon. Dr. Sanderson's wife should not be connected with any institution, for she is not converted. The Spirit of God alone can undo the work that has been done at the institution. Elder Jones is working with all his power to bring about a reformation, but there has been no decided break yet. The institution seems to be daubed over with untempered mortar. The workers have not the faith that works by love and purifies the soul. I have much work to do. Yesterday was a hard day for me. I talked with Brother Cady, Brother Jones, and Brother Boker. I must close this letter now, for I have other writing to do. May the Lord bless you in your work.